The Voices Dot Earth podcast series is brought to you by the Dot Earth Domain. In each episode, we shine a light on organizations and individuals who are part of the growing Dot Earth tribe, as well as those outside of our tribe who are all making our planet a better place. In this Voices Dot Earth podcast interview, we are speaking with Michael Kalinske, Gabby Kay, Jesse Nagel, Kat Fries, and Julian Katz, all of GreenTheBid.Earth, which is a grassroots initiative and community created to support the advertising industry in shifting to zero waste, carbon neutral, sustainable, and regenerative processes. And the entire GreenTheBid.Earth team, welcome and thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Yeah, really excited to have all of you on the line. We have the entire organization with us today, which is really awesome. So let's jump right in. If you don't mind, please give us a high-level overview of Green the Bid, its history, mission, and all that good stuff. And we'll go with Jesse on that.
Okay, great. Thanks for the introduction and excited to be here. As you described, this is a grassroots organization that we all started in response to what we were witnessing over, you know, many years within our industry, which is the huge amount of waste that is unfortunately produced by the production process to make advertisements for various brands. And each of us has worked in certain ways in order to try to encourage folks to move towards more sustainable practices. And then we realized that this siloed kind of behavior, although it can have small effects, really needed something that was more systemic to help make change. And so we united in order to form Green the Bid, which was inspired by the naming of Free the Bid, which is another initiative within our industry, to be able to support a growing movement, providing resources and a community to move people in this direction. One of the key aspects of this collaboration, which we just launched basically in October, but we've been working on for about a year, is to be able to align all the different stakeholders within the industry. So everybody from brand all the way through supporting organizations to recognize the problem, to assume a certain facet of responsibility, and to be able to share pre-competitively information so that we can help and support each other to take this journey towards zero waste production.
That's awesome. Thanks, Jesse. Appreciate those insights there. I've never heard any of this type of thing before. I think it's really innovative and I think it's smart, but I've never really thought about how advertising and production can be bad for the environment. And I would love to hear why it's important to find ways to make advertising and production more sustainable. And we'll go with Kat on that.
Hi there. Thank you. It's important because we're obviously part of a community of folks in the advertising and marketing business, but we're also part of planet Earth, right? And everybody should be doing their part. I think sometimes the practices in advertising and marketing can be pretty wasteful. So it really is important for us to take responsibility for how what we are doing is affecting the planet. And there are so many ways to be more sustainable in production. Our organization provides so much help and knowledge and, you know, commitment with the group, case studies. There isn't a reason why we wouldn't all try to band together to make what we do more sustainable. And we can, we have the power, we're the ones that set the rules. So that's also the beauty of it.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome too. And one thing I really appreciate about your organization and doing my research is that it's not just to get the messaging out there that we need to do more in terms of being more sustainable when it comes to production. I believe you all have actually created a framework for widespread industry adoption of this methodology, and would love to hear more from Gabby on that.
I think it's not quite as premeditated as it sounds in the creation of the framework. What actually happened was we built the structure for what we wanted Green the Bid to be, and we're planning to launch in March. And then obviously because of COVID and lockdown, it was not an appropriate time to have an official hard launch. And we decided after about a month of being in lockdown that it was still appropriate for us to go out and start having one-on-one conversations with people that we knew in our community. So people in production and in agencies and in post-production facilities, and to start gauging their interest in this as an initiative. And so what happened was actually the framework was more built by the needs of the community than our expectation of what the community should have. And I think that's made it something far sturdier and more effective. So in all those conversations, and as you mentioned, we now have over 60 members of our organization in a very, very short time. That has grown very organically from the desires and requirements of our industry. So, for example, in conversation with post-production companies, they mentioned the fact that there's actually been very little work done to support them in finding sustainable practices, because most of the work is done around waste, because it's so obvious. We can all see the plastic. We can all see the food waste that happens on set, but we don't see the carbon impact of the post-production industry, when in fact all that data has to be stored somewhere and cooled somewhere. And so for them, it was very important that they were recognized as a separate entity to production with their own needs and concerns, so that they could also find the resources they need very specifically for what they were doing. So what is most exciting about how this network and community is growing is that it is entirely collaborative, and that we are creating the resources in direct response to what our industry is asking for, so that they can fulfill on what we know they actually, from the conversations that we've had, really, really want to do. Most people are desperate to take action around the climate crisis and want to know what they can do within their own industry to make a difference. So we're here to provide an infrastructure for that.
That's excellent. Let's keep talking about current momentum. And I understand that there are now more than 60 member companies and entities involved with Green the Bid, and would love to hear more from Julian on that.
Great, thanks. As Jesse mentioned, we only launched this in October. We had our first member meeting in October, and representatives of more than 40 different member companies showed up for that. And we're also eager to join the conversation. It was incredibly heartening for us and encouraging. And it just showed that there's a great appetite for the work that we're doing to be shared out, and for this community to really engage in the work that we're doing. We now have more than 60 companies signed on. Some recent high-profile signings include Ford Motors, Wieden and Kennedy, which is generally recognized as one of the premium advertising agencies in the world, certainly in the U.S. And when we spoke with Wieden, it was great because we found out that they have a really robust sustainability program they've developed in isolation. They're doing more work in this space than almost anyone, but they had been working in isolation. And one of the things that Green the Bid enables companies to do is to share information. No one feels proprietary about, you know, saving the earth. I think that's something that, you know, should concern all of us. So when a company like Wieden has done all this legwork on their own, and some production companies and other, you know, sectors of the industry certainly are doing this as well, when we come together in a pre-competitive environment, we can share this information, and, you know, it just benefits us all. We started mostly with production companies. That's, you know, when an advertising agency or a brand hires a director, they come with a production company. The production company manages the physical production of the project, and they're the ones, they're kind of the major stakeholders that are actually putting the production together. But, you know, as I mentioned, since we launched, we've been signing on more and more clients, you know, brands and agencies, and that's really what's going to enable us to build and grow this organization.
That's great. Thanks, Julian. Appreciate those insights. So your website is greenthebid.earth. You all are users of the .earth domain. And why did you all choose .earth? And we'll go with Michael on that one.
Okay. So yeah, a great question, Matt. And about 5 years ago, I met the founders of .earth at a sustainability conference that I was speaking at. And they had a booth there. They were presenting, and they were just really cool, down-to-earth, genuine people, no pun intended. And it stuck in my mind that I wanted to incorporate that in some projects we're working on. And when we started working on Green the Bid, obviously our solutions are environmentally facing, but also this is a global challenge. And, you know, the climate crisis and pollution issues affect everybody everywhere in the world. And Green the Bid is also a global effort. I mean, we launched it here in North America, but we already have countries from all over the world who have signed on. So .earth really makes sense as the domain for this particular project.
That's great. Awesome. Well, thank you for those insights there, Michael. And the next question is, what does the future hold for Green the Bid? Certainly, you've had amazing momentum from launch in October, and we're only in December right now. It's only been a couple of months, so I'm sure you have a bright future ahead. Would love to hear your future plans. And for this one, I'll just open up the floor to whoever wants to talk.
I think I can jump in to let you know some of the immediate plans that we have, and then happy to have the team chime in as well. This is Jesse, by the way. So we are looking at January in terms of some important announcements and also some exciting activities that we have planned. We are building an advisory board right now, and we're really excited to be able to share with our community these really interesting people that we've brought together to provide increased insight and to help guide us forward. We also will have an upcoming member meeting in January. So new members will have the chance to engage in the community, and our existing members that joined us in the first one will have the chance to talk about some of the most pressing interests and concerns that they have at this time and look to planning what the next phase will be. Because a big part of this is about the community, as we've mentioned in many different ways. It's not a situation where we want people to just pledge to do something and leave it. We know this is a complex challenge, and we also know that it is strength in numbers. So we're going to bring people together on a quarterly basis, and January will be that next opportunity.
You know, I'll add to that and say that we want this to be standard across the entire industry, to where in a couple of years, we don't talk about sustainable production, but it's just production. Just like you wouldn't talk about a safe production because you had a stunt coordinator and a big pad for a guy to fall on if he was coming off of a building. You know, this is just going to be standard practice. You know, and some of the sort of far-reaching ideas we have is to engage local governments, to mandate sustainable production, and to incentivize sustainable production so that this becomes a real no-brainer for any market anywhere in the world.
Outstanding. This has been a great podcast, and I love what you all are doing and appreciate having the entire team today with us. And before we sign off, is there anything else to add or anything we may have missed? And I'll also open this up to the entire floor again.
I have something that I would love to add, because I know your audience is so broad. And normally when we talk to people, we're talking very specifically inside our own community with our very own community concerns and interests. One of the things that we're very clear about with what we're doing with Green the Bid and with our community is that the more impact you have in the industry that you work in, the more impact that has in the world. By tackling our own industry internally, by being responsible for our own impact, not just in our own homes, but in the work that we do day to day, we get to start having a more and more outsized impact in the world, which is what's required. When we're really honest about the impact of the climate crisis itself, we have this tiny window of opportunity to shift our behavior. And if everyone looked at their own industry and looked at their own work within that industry, how small those networks are, how easily accessible it is to actually reach around the community that is your industry and tackle it from the inside, then we could all do this together. So our hope is that others see what we're doing within our community and tackle it within their own industries.
Excellent. Thank you, Gabby. Any other parting shots or parting words from the rest of the team?
Adding to what Gabby said, we are in the spirit of collaboration. If there's anybody out there listening that does want to do that within their own industry, we're happy to have a conversation and let them know what we've learned. We haven't learned everything. This is a process that we're doing by volunteer effort, but we're happy to share what we know so that we can make it easier for others.
Awesome. Thanks, Jesse. Kat, were you going to say something there too?
I was just going to say, I think no amount of effort is too small, and no one person is too little to make a difference. No one company is too small to make a difference. No one organization is, you know, not big enough to make a difference. So again, just tacking on to what everyone else said, you know, we can all make a difference in our industry and in sustainability in general.
Yeah. And one of my favorite quotes is, the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time is today.
That's awesome. What a perfect way to end this Voices Daughter Earth podcast interview, where we spoke with Michael Kalinske, Gabby Kay, Jesse Nagel, Kat Fries, and Julian Katz, all of GreenTheBid.Earth, which is a grassroots initiative and community created to support the advertising industry in shifting to zero waste, carbon neutral, sustainable, and regenerative practices. And the entire Green the Bid team, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Matt.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this segment. .earth is a real live internet domain that anyone can use. Listeners can go to our Voices.earth site to find out what others are doing with their unique .earth domains. Through Voices.earth, you can also secure your own .earth domain name through all major registrars.